This is something that I've been at for a long time now, unfortunately for a good number of years. When I started talking about this here, it wasn't just Maharoti, it was Erin Moore as well. And I'm glad that the likes of Councillor Donoghue McGee, who also is looking to make sure that we try to get this over the line. Look, this is very, very simple. We need somebody within Corlichonda Gunningall to anchor it. We need to get the funding that we need and co-work with the likes of Idris na Gaeltachta, which have been sounding very positive messages any time that we've raised it, either at Islands meetings or any other time you discuss this with Idris. And I think with Rinna Gaeltachta and with Corlichonda Gunningall and Idris na Gaeltachta, with everybody on board, I think it helps us progress it. But unfortunately, what I'm finding and what I'm really frustrated about, and so is the wider community in Maharoti, is that nobody's anchoring this. And this is what I wanted to do today, was to allow a meeting between myself and Councillor Dennis McGee and others, if they wish to come, with the executive to say, listen, we're going round in circles on this here for far too long. We need to progress it. And one of the ways we can progress that now is that we get somebody from one of the departments within the council to anchor it, find the funding, then that we can get a consultant out to work alongside the island community, the fishing community, the boat community, and the Maharoti and the wider community itself, and come up with a plan that allows safe access onto the beach, a car park that isn't full of craters, a proper change in place at public toilet. We've seen one launched this week in Letchikanal, and to make the place more accessible. Maharoti is one of the most beautiful places we have, not just in RMD, but throughout the whole county, if not right across the 32 counties of Éireann. So I would really love to see us progress in that. And for that to happen, I think, and we believe, that it needs one person to take charge of it and move with it, find the funding that's needed. There isn't a lot of funding needed. We're not talking about hundreds and millions of euros here. We have a committee set up there by Donoghue McGee there, Er K. Waharorty, who's more than willing to engage. And as I also, a part of my contribution this week at Corlichonda Dunningall's Crenu Taehant and the Ganty, I spoke about how down the West Corridor that they've been progressing well around Pearson Harbours and attracting multi-million euro projects, and here we are, unfortunately, in our own county, that we don't have the staff in place when it comes to the marine section. A marine section who works extremely hard, long hours, but unfortunately, the fact that we don't have the funding or the staff in place, or as many staff as we need, we're not attracting that funding.